Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So, you know how everyone's been talking about AI agents needing a completely different cloud infrastructure because traditional setups just aren't cutting it? Daytona has been making a lot of noise about how AWS and Azure can't retrofit for stateful agents. Well, GCP just dropped what looks like a comprehensive answer to that. The argument from founders this quarter is spot on. Traditional cloud infrastructure was built for stateless request response applications. Think of a web server. Every API call is independent, servers are interchangeable, and you scale horizontally. That works beautifully for your standard SaaS, but it completely breaks down the moment an AI agent needs to remember anything, like a user's preferences from last week, the tool calls it made this morning, or the ongoing conversation with a specific user. Daytona CEO Ivan Berzin has been making the case that the whole architecture needs to change because AWS and Azure can't just bolt this on. He's right about the problem, but GCP's latest releases suggest he might be selling against the wrong cloud. Imagine you're building a real agent product and you need four key pieces. A place for the agent's brain to run for hours without losing context. A place to remember things about each user across sessions. A place to safely execute code the model just wrote. And a way to burst out parallel subtasks. On the Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform, or GEAP, those map to Agent Engine Runtime for the long-lived reasoning loop, Memory Bank for cross-session user-scoped memory with multi-tenant isolation built right into IAM, GKE Agent Sandbox for kernel-isolated execution of model-generated code, and Cloud Run Worker Pools for your asynchronous fan-out tasks. The key? It's one open framework deciding where each piece runs, and you stay inside your own VPC the entire time. This is a huge differentiator from third-party sandbox services like Daytona or E2B, where your code execution layer lives somewhere else, creating a hole in your IAM perimeter. Now, to be fair, AWS Bedrock Agent Core did ship this scope first back in October of 2025, and it's fully GA. And Daytona is genuinely faster on raw cold start for sandboxes today. But where GCP wins is that unified surface and, crucially, the IAM level memory isolation. That one matters a lot for multi-tenant SaaS founders who simply can't afford to just filter at the application layer for user data. So when you talk to founders, you might ask, what's the longest lived session your agent has today? Minutes or hours? When that scales to 1,000 concurrent users, where does state actually live and what happens when the process restarts? Or when your agent generates code and executes it, what's isolating that from your production environment? Is your sandbox running inside your VPC or somewhere else? And for multi-tenant users, how are you enforcing one user's memory can't leak into another's at the application layer or somewhere stronger? And here's where that whole agent story connects to something else I saw making waves, the need for faster, cheaper, and owned models. A founder running an AI product in production quickly hits two walls. Frontier model APIs are too slow for real-time use cases, and per-token cost compounds at scale. Abridge, that $5.3 billion healthcare AI company, handling around 80 million patient-clinician conversations a year, solved both by distilling. They used a top-tier model as a teacher to train a smaller, faster model they own and serve themselves. This is a playbook a lot of your customers are quietly asking about, and most of them think it requires a 2-month MLOps build. It doesn't anymore. On Jeep, distillation is a managed workflow. You pick a teacher in Model Garden, generate synthetic training data from it, fine-tune a smaller student model, evaluate the student against the teacher, and then deploy it to a managed endpoint. The whole thing lives in one project under one IAM, not four different services you've stitched together. The detail really worth landing in a founder conversation is this. Jeep is the only hyperscaler where Claude can be the teacher for a Gemma or Gemini student. AWS Bedrock distillation currently locks you into Anthropic teaching Anthropic. That cross-vendor flexibility matters immensely for regulated verticals. You can pick the highest accuracy teacher available, regardless of vendor, often Claude for medical or legal language, then own a smaller student that runs in your VPC for the production loop. Jeep wraps the whole thing in VPC service controls, BAA-covered storage, and confidential compute inference on Blackwell GPUs, which makes the HIPAA story actually defensible. When you're talking with founders, consider asking, are you on a frontier API in production today? Have you priced what your inference bill looks like at 10 times your current usage? Or what's the latency you'd need to unlock the use case you're currently holding back on? Is the model the constraint or the network round trip? And finally, if distilling were a one-week managed workflow instead of a two-month MLOps project, would you start with it? But let's be honest. All this talk of advanced AI runs into a very real wall right now. Compute. We're seeing politicians like Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduce bills to pause all AI data center construction, translating a public mood where 70% of Americans now oppose new local data center construction. This is compounding a semiconductor shortage now projected to last through 2030. Every hyperscaler is supply constrained, including GCP. When you're talking to founders, you should ask, how many GPUs short are you for next quarter? When you forecast 2027, are you assuming you can actually get the inference capacity or hoping? And if GPU supply tightens in Q3, who in your vendor's customer base gets deprioritized first, you or their bigger customers? This is why GCP's new one-week provision throughput on Gemini is so interesting. A Series A founder can now lock burst capacity through a product launch without a yearly commit, cutting per token cost 20 to 45% at full utilization versus on demand. Just remember, don't overclaim capacity. GCP is constrained too. Frame it as which provider locks in your commitment in writing, not we have spare GPUs. Now, shifting gears a bit, Jake Stout, the CEO of Serval, an AI-native ITSM platform, makes a compelling point about the cost of inaction for enterprises not embracing AI. He argues velocity and talent density are the only durable moats, pushing teams to ship a product before they can have a meeting to talk about shipping a product. It's a great conversation starter. Stout calls ITSM uniquely vulnerable to AI disruption because the workflows themselves change weekly. Which function in your customer stack do you think is next for an AI rip and replace, and what's actually slowing the swap? It really underscores the urgency in the market right now.
So, what's a good way to test the waters with founders this week, given all this? Pick one founder who's doing fine-tuning or distillation today and ask, what's your distillation pipeline look like? Teacher, student, evaluation, deployment? And what would change if all four steps lived in one project on one IAM with cross-vendor teacher options, including Claude as a teacher for an open-source student? Listen for friction points around evaluation and deployment. Those map directly to Vertex AI evaluation service and confidential compute endpoints. And here's how Google Cloud is specifically positioned for these conversations right now. We're talking about the forward-deployed engineer arms race, and Google Cloud is hiring hundreds of FDEs across the US, London, Paris, and Hong Kong, plus a $750 million agentic AI partner fund deployed via firms like Accenture and Deloitte. This is a direct counter to others' JVs. It puts engineers in the customer's office writing production AI code funded out of Google with no consulting markup. Then there's Anthropic on Jeep with a 1 million token context window, Cloud Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, Sonnet 4.6, all GA on Jeep, crucially, with longer context windows than Anthropic offers direct on those models. You get the same per-token pricing, a single GCP invoice, all inside the customer's VPC service controls perimeter, and the same IAM as Gemini. The founder framing here is simple. You get both leading frontier model families on one platform with one security posture. And of course, the one-week provision throughput on Gemini we just talked about. This is new this quarter. It used to be one-month or one-year commits, but now one-week terms are GA. You can lock capacity through a product launch without a yearly contract, which is massive for nimble startups. Finally, think about autonomous defense. Kevin Mandia on Grit noted that human-in-the-loop defense is no longer viable against AI-driven attacks. Breach times are now measured in minutes. The GCP stack is unusually integrated here. Model Armor runs as a runtime guardrail for prompt injection and data leakage across Gemini and third-party models like Claude or Llama. Mandiant ships its MTrends report and continuous red teaming services for AI models and agents. And Confidential Computing now covers NVIDIA RTX Pro, 6000 Blackwell, and Intel TDX. No other hyperscaler ships this stack as one product. It really feels like the cloud itself is being reshaped for AI, and the providers who can offer deeply integrated, secure, and flexible solutions are the ones setting the pace. It's not just about models anymore, is it? Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.